Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get the Hillman Morning Show on demand. Podcasts and more are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
All right, now I think Burt Ward is ready to join us. Mr. Ward.
Hello, citizen.
Nice to have you on, and thank you for checking in this morning. How are you?
Great, thank you.
I mentioned that we have had the late Adam West on the show countless times. What a great guest he was. I don't think we've ever had you on.
No, I don't think so. But I've heard about your show.
Now, we were just discussing the fact that superhero films now are kind of dark. You guys basically created the kind of the campy, silly approach to it. Is that fair to say?
Well, I think a better description would be the fact that we brought comic books to life.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, if you think about it, with all the superhero movies that you have now, that why all of a sudden, you know, over the last few years have they become popular? Because our show was the first one. And even in the shows with the actors working together, you know, there's moments when just before something really dangerous is happening, you've got the leading characters kind of conversing in comic tones. You know what I mean? That was the style that we created on Batman.
Yeah.
And it has transferred and become part of movies ever since.
And you, is it true that you were only 20 when you started and you had to go to court to get permission to do it?
Yeah, that's correct, yeah. Our show aired January 12th, 1966. And I was still 20 years old. But, and we did it 3 years, 120 episodes, twice a week, prime time. And we, at the time, we were the number one and number two television show in the world.
Yeah, didn't you get better ratings than the Super Bowl gets now?
We had a 55 share, meaning that of all the television sets on in North America, Mexico, United States, and Canada, that 55% were watching Batman. The other 45% were split among all the other broadcast and regional and local stations.
And when they sold the reruns, they sold them in blocks of 25 years? Is that also correct?
Yes, that's true.
Yep.
Oh, wow. I hope you got points on that.
Jeez.
Yeah, I mean, do you still get a check for that?
No. We made our show before Screen Actors Guild negotiated in perpetuity royalties. So actually, believe it or not, by 1971, a long time ago, we had stopped receiving royalties.
And did you stuff your tights? A lot of people want to know that, Mr. Ward.
No. Not like the feature films of today with the artificial ingredients. We have all the good stuff.
You were au naturel.
Oh,
attaboy.
I also had read that you received countless injuries on the set, like second degree burns.
Oh, yeah.
And things. Is that true?
Absolutely. Well, you know, in those days, it was a lot more dangerous to make an action adventure television show than now. And they had a policy on Batman: if it was ever really dangerous, always use Bert. And the reason why is because, even the very first episode, the very first shot, the very first day inside the Batcave, I was supposed to ride out of the Batmobile, and I looked over, I thought it was Adam driving, and they said, no, he says, no, I'm a stunt driver. Well, the studio doesn't want to take a chance of Adam West getting hurt, so I'm doing this very dangerous stunt. And I said, well, wait a minute. Do I have a stuntman? They said, yeah. I said, oh, great. Well, where is he? Oh, he's having coffee with Adam West. I said, wait a minute. and just before the shot, they came running over because I stopped things. And And I said, I don't understand this. They said, I'm sorry, Bert. Yeah, it is very dangerous, but we can't use your stuntman. And I said, why? He said, because he doesn't look like you. Why would you hire somebody to be my stuntman if he doesn't look like me? We couldn't find anybody else. So as a result, many of the shots, I mean, the stuntman was a very good stuntman, but he didn't look like me. And as a result of that, they could only use him for things that were like in a very long distance. You know, our fight scenes were prepared 2 weeks in advance, and they were like running several minutes long. So that was choreographed by the stuntmen. But the close-ups, I did all my own fight scenes, and most of the stuff I did, you know, unfortunately, and as a result, it was pretty dangerous. The explosions, which were so really dangerous, unexpected, where they blew in, you know, bigger events than you expected. Stuff like that is really a scary experience.
You know, the last time we had Adam West on the program, he said Lee Merriweather was his favorite Catwoman. Who was yours?
Julie Newmar was the original Catwoman on our show. Lee Ann Merriweather, a wonderful, wonderful friend, was Catwoman in our Batman movie, because Julie was filming another show, and then Eartha Kitt was the third Catwoman. Mm-hmm. And altogether, there's been six Catwomen in all the Batman features altogether. So half of them were on our TV series.
Burt Ward, who played Robin on the television series for many years, is our guest. And is the quote accurate that is attributed to you, where you say Adam West introduced you to the wildest sexual debauchery one could ever imagine?
Well, let me just tell you, I was an innocent kid coming in on Batman, you know, and it was. All I can tell you was it was a very different time than it is now. It was a peer, and our show was very popular,
yeah.
And we had a great time with our fans. I mean, we just had a wonderful time. It's a different world now.
Yeah.
But
it was
certainly a lot of fun doing Batman, and the personal appearances and the people. I mean, this is a show that most of the people that, you know, your age, grew up watching us, you know, and now their children are watching us in reruns. So it was incredibly successful. And you know, in reruns, not only in reruns do we have our series, but we have two movies that we have done recently, animated features, which Adam, in fact, did the voice for as Batman. I did the voice as Robin. Batman, Return of the Caped Crusaders, and then Batman versus Two-Face. And Two-Face was portrayed by none other than William Shatner.
Yes. Shatner.
Mm-hmm. Shatner.
Well, I hope you two had condoms in the utility belt there.
Yeah.
Well, I remember my peanut butter sandwich and a glass of milk, but no, we had a great time on Batman. And, you know, we were saving so many, you know, of these Gotham citizens, you know. And, mm-hmm. and I don't know if you know this, but since then, I've been very involved in charity and in rescuing dogs.
Yes, in fact,
my wife and I operate Gentle Giants, which is the world's largest giant breed dog rescue. And we've rescued more than 15,500 dogs in the last 25
years. That's awesome. Way to work.
Wow, that's amazing.
Everyone would have been put to death. And in the course of doing it, I don't know if you guys have dogs at home?
Yes.
Yeah.
You guys have dogs?
Well, I have the greatest dog in the United States, Kobe Wobey, who is a black lab, who is just the greatest dog in the world. But
well, let me tell you, if you don't know, that in my wife and I, this is our charity. We don't take any money from this. But in the course of saving almost 16,000 dogs, we found a way to double and in some cases triple the lifespan of dogs.
Oh.
Our dogs are living up to 27 and a half years, healthy, active, still running around like puppies in their 20s. And it's a combination of the way we feed and care for dogs. And we have our Gentle Giants dog food, which is our charity. My wife and I don't take any money from it, but it is now distributed, I mean, in your city and all across America, in Big Y and Walmart and Stop and Shop. And for any of your listeners that really love their dogs, who would love to have their dog for up to 27 years, they should check out Gentle Giants and give a chance for their dog to live as long and healthy as our dogs are living.
And are you still able to rappel up or down a building to rescue a dog if necessary, Mr. Ward?
Well, you know, I'll tell you something. Rescuing dogs is a really big deal, especially with the giants that we have. We have dogs that are gigantic, up to 300 pounds. One of my dogs stands on his hind legs 7'5", 4 inches taller than Shaquille O'Neal. There are some really giant dogs in this world a lot of people don't know about. But we have 45 different breeds. We start at 2 pounds with Chinese Crescents all the way up to our giant Great Danes and Irish Wolfhounds. And all of this is charity. We love animals.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you on the show. Congratulations on what you have done rescuing all of those dogs and all of those groupies. And it is it's great to have you on, and I hope to get to have you on again, Bert.
Yes.
Hey, listen, thank you very much, guys, and all the best to you. And wowie zowie, to the Batmobile!
Yeah! Yes! That was awesome.
Love it.
Is peanut butter sandwich and a glass of milk code?
I mean, asking
for a friend.
Mm-hmm.
Possibly.
You did pretty well with that question.
I think so.
He deflected that pretty well.
Oh, no, he answered it.
Well, he's running a charity now.
Right.
Yeah, so.
I mean, the man can't be, he can't have people dragging him through the mud for the discussion of how many Batman fans of a female nature that he and Adam West smashed together or what have you.
Of course. It was the 60s. Let's just say it.
It was the 60s.
We all know how it went back then.
Yeah. Right, exactly. All right.
Thanks for being on, old chum.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.